You know, nobody give him a ghusl or anything like that. So the Prophet ﷺ asked, what happened? Nobody knew. They asked for his wife. His wife came and she said, you know, she told the Prophet ﷺ what happened. And I told him, take ghusl. And he refused because he wanted to be right next to you. He does not want to miss this spot. Then Rasulullah ﷺ was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that angels came down. SubhanAllah. So not only that they shake his hands, they washed his body, subhanAllah. He was concerned about angel for the rest of his life since he heard Rasulullah ﷺ said they might shake your hand. Rasulullah ﷺ said, by Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَرْسَلَ مَلَائِكَةً بِمَاءٍ مِّن مُزْنٍ مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down angels with water of muzn, pure, purified, refined water to wash his body in a pot of silver, also from Jannah. So the question again, brothers and sisters, how much do we desire Jannah? How much do we talk about Jannah? How much do we ask for Jannah? Because that's the second thing that we need to do. Desire and then ask. All of us, we have a list of du'as every single day. In Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. Du'as about me, about my family, about my kids, about tuition, about mortgage, about debts, about so many things, about health, about so many other things. But do we have also that du'a? Ya Allah, grant me Jannah. Do you have it in your list of du'a? You'd be surprised that many of us do not have it in our list of du'a. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من قال اللهم أدخلني الجنة ثلاثة قالت الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever asks for Jannah, whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant me Jannah. Whoever does that three times, Jannah will say, Ya Allah, admit him to Jannah, admit him to Jannah, admit him to Jannah. And it used to be one of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rzuqni al-Jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Ya Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is frequently making this du'a. And he is who he is, huwa ma huwa, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best person to ever walk the earth. And he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. He was promised Jannah, but that didn't really stop him from desiring the Jannah, from asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him Jannah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me Jannah. And grant me, or help me, or aspire me of the good deeds and the words, the speech that will bring me closer to Jannah. So desire, ask. But the desire and asking for it is not enough without work. We have to put on the work. So that when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for Jannah, we have something good that we've done. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, in behalf of these things that I've done, these things that I've done for all your sake, grant me Jannah. Work for Jannah. It was a sahabi. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sallu ala Rasulillah. Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami. They said that this man, he used to occasionally serve the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring him water for wudu, sometimes food, sometimes water to drink. And one time he said, I told myself, I'll be khadim al Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all night tonight. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so pleased with him. And he said to him, Ya Rabi'a, salni, asked, what do you want from me? Is there anything that I can do for you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. The following day, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be with you. I want to be with you in Jannah. Murafaqataka fil Jannah. I want to be with you in Jannah. Who is this man? Rabi'a. Rabi'a was a young person. He was a teenager. The report says he was either 17 or 18 years old, right? He wasn't rich either, didn't have any money. He was extremely poor. He actually used to be one of the people who lived in a masjid, Ahlul Sufa, the poor people who couldn't afford to have a home. The Prophet ﷺ dedicated an area in the masjid for them to live there. He was one of them, Rabi'ah. So he was just a young man. He didn't have the experience that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and all the elites and all the veterans of the Sahaba have. He's just a young man. And you would assume a young man who lives in the masjid, probably if Rasulullah asked you a question like that, you might ask for money. You might ask for a house, a wife. But he said, no, I thought about the question. And I said, what is money but a fleeting shadow? A fleeting shadow. And I will get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me anyway in this life. So no, I want more than life. I want more than just being rich and being healthy and being, you know, comfortable in life. I want more than that. Because how long am I going to live? 60, 70 years, 100 years? Eventually I'm going to have to go. But I'm looking, I have my eyes on eternity. And not just Jannah. No, I want to be with you in Jannah. Not just in Jannah. You know, sometimes people say, you know, I just want to be just like right in the bottom, just that place where I can't stand in Jannah. No, ask big. Don't be shy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous, man. Ask big. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you want. So he said, I want to be with you in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah. And that also, it highlights the fact that Jannah is not just the beautiful homes and the food and the castles and the river just like running beneath your castles and your homes. No, companionship also is a bliss in Jannah. It's what makes Jannah beautiful as well. And can you imagine being with the Prophet in Jannah, his neighbor in Jannah? You get up in the morning and he's right there across the street from you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma arzuqna al-jannah. Allahumma arzuqna al-jannah. Allahumma aj'alna ma'a habibika al-mustafa fil jannah. Ya Allah, grant us jannah. Ya Allah, grant us jannah. And make us the neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in jannah. Ya Allah, bless us to drink from his blessed hand. Allahumma ameen. And to be under his banner on a day of judgment. And drink from his blessed basin. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many great deeds that can lead us to Jannah. Right? So many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and promised us. If you do that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. Qiyamul layl, praying on time, giving charity, treating people well. You know, helping people, all of these things, yeah, will lead us to Jannah. All of these things will lead us to Jannah. But we need, see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Rabi'ah, A'inni. The second part of the hadith, when he asked him, I want to be with you in Jannah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam response was, A'inni, help me to help you achieve that. And the Arabic says, A'inni ala nafsik. You know, literally means help me against yourself. Against yourself. Because the self does not want to give. The self does want to get up at night and pray. The self doesn't want to be kind. The self want to be nasty and evil and backbiting and slandering. And that's what the nafs does. Right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep that in control. And if you do, I grant you Jannah. A'inni ala nafsika bikathrati sujood. Help me to help you achieve that by doing sujood. It could be literally means sujood to pray up, to pray at night, to pray your five daily prayers in the sunnah. But sujood also means to bend. It means to humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know who you are, who you really are. And who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And to purify yourself. And to acknowledge your servitude before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, wallahi, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you hard times to break your hearts out of love and out of mercy from Him. Our hearts contain so much other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you can't even sit and read a few ayat in the Quran. You can't. You don't feel it. It's not there. Ramadan was different. A couple of months after Ramadan, I don't have that passion. I don't have it. I can't sit after Fajr until Shuruq doing dhikr. I can't. I don't know why, but I can't. So our hearts, brothers and sisters, contain so much other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala try us and break our hearts is when He breaks our hearts, what happened? What happened when He breaks your heart? Your heart is like a vessel. Imagine that you're carrying a vessel and you drop it on the ground. It breaks and whatever in there, it seeps out. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries you and breaks your heart, everything in your heart comes out, seeps out. Until it's empty and everything is gone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that heart back, purifies for you, refreshing it for you, and He puts Himself in it for you. أَمَّا مَن نَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. And those who know how to purify their hearts, how to control themselves, their reward is Jannah. Brothers and sisters, we were created in Jannah. We were asked to leave. We asked to come down here. But we were promised to go back home in Jannah. We were promised that this is our final destination. But we have to work for it. And if we do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill His promise to us. But we have to be people of faith, people of integrity and truthfulness. We have to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the top of our priorities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. استغفر. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما انفعنا. اللهم زدنا علما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله. اللهم اجعل هذا الجمع جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم من ولي من أمر المسلمين أمرا فرفق بهم فارفق به ومن اشتد عليهم فاشدد عليه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us as He blessed the righteous people before us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the pain and the suffering of anybody who's going through pain or suffering. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us health. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our families, give health to our parents and bless our children and protect them from all traps of the shayateen. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واسألوه يعطكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. استو استو. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to thank Imam Atif Mahjoub, the Imam of the Rahma Center in Irvine, for his beautiful message, beautiful khutbah. May Allah bless you and reward you. Also, please remember in your dua several people who are not well. In dua that may Allah give them shifa. Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haitham Bundakchi, Brother Zeng Yuan Pai, Sister Fozia Sibghat, Sister Atiya Jabin Naqwi, Brother Malik Arafa, and Brother Abu Kamal. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim ardana jami'an ya Allah. And may dua maghfira for Brother Atif Ahmed, Brother Harun Aslam, Brother Isa Smith, Sister Gina Malik, Brother Aloy Gerard, Sister Rajai Hamawi, Sister Rizwana Yasmin, Brother Helmut Lashak, Sister Elfat Asaf, Brother Asghar Burwani. May Allah bless them, may Allah give them Jannah, inshaAllah. Allahumma shumardana wa rahmatana wa khutbis salihati a'malana. Rabbi khfir wa rahmu wa anta khairu rahimin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala akhari khalqih. محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.